Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I feel like I'm back in the trial court listening to a parade of horribles over the ordinary over and over and over again. You get a snapshot of what the trial court proceedings were like. Alex Jones is notoriously bad. He needs to be silenced. There was no threat here. Chris Maddie's no wallflower. He's a former United States attorney who tangled with a governor and put him...
Would you describe it as defamatory, Mr.
No,
Patterson?
No, he didn't. No. He raised it, as he put it himself. This on a particular day, lo and behold, just days after I had been notified by this young man, and this is a firm, whenever they file a pleadings, they're on CNN the next morning with their allegations reported as fact. They picked this fight. Let's be real about that. In 2012, Sandy Hook occurred. Let me finish, Justice Palmer. They waited until 2018.
It was defamatory.
They waited until 2018 to file the suit. Why? And then they file a highly creative piece of litigation that seeks to transform CUTPA into a restriction on speech. This is no claim about a defective product. This is an attempt to silence a man because of the character of his speech.
Mr. Patterson.
Let's be clear. They say in these lawsuits in Texas and Connecticut that my empire, as they call it, is made off Sandy Hook. That is a hoax. That is a lie. Their empires, they run for office, they live off this, they sue Remington, they sue the school, they sue the hero teacher. That's what they do. They eat, drink, and sleep Sandy Hook. And then they come here and then say, I'm Mr. Sandy Hook, make me deal with it, and then say, give us the documents, your marketing plan on Sandy Hook. Norm Pattis, I really appreciate you. There's a lot of other clips. I know that you like the job that... Robert Barnes did last time in the War Room covering it. That's posted at Band on Video. He did do a great job. But just closing comments about where you see all this going, because a lot of people have been celebrating. He's already on appeal at the Supreme Court. That means he'll be shut down. No. To everybody out there drooling, hoping we get shut down. This is before we ever even have a trial or even this is years away. This is the court coming in and getting involved because it looks like a train wreck to them. It looks like something shouldn't be happening. This is a good thing that they took this up to the Supreme Court. And very rare, correct, Norm?
Correct. We asked for this appeal because we thought your rights had been violated. The court said, wow, we need to hear about this, and they listened to our arguments. This is about the bottom of the first or second inning. There's a long way to go. The litigation isn't going to end as a result of this trip to the Supreme Court. I predict we'll have one or two more before it's done. We're in it to win it, and no matter how long it takes.
I know you're personally shocked. A lot of other lawyers I've talked to, like I've got good family friends that are lawyers, prominent ones. Some of them are Democrats, and they can't believe there's this big an attack on the First Amendment. They read these suits and just say they've never seen anything like it.
I don't understand that. That's why I worry so much about a hate speech restriction. You've been deplatformed and you've been made into a scapegoat. And so they're trying out arguments on somebody they regard as quote-unquote extreme on the theory that they can be sold. If those arguments are sold in your case, they'll be applied to others on an incremental basis until in the end we've got a 51st star on the flag, and that's for the Republic of PC, which is what they want to do. I do not want to live in that republic, and what's more, I will not.
Norm, now you've got all of these Democrat publications getting sued and losing, too. And I mean, this just seems like a suicidal war on all sides, like a circular firing squad.
Well, I think that we've got a problem in the country. I think pluralism is run riot. We don't have common conceptions. Cicero once said a republic was not just any collection of human beings, but people bound together with common interests and common conceptions of right. We're afraid to talk about good and evil. As you point out, we're afraid to talk about God. We glorify every identity, and we celebrate difference as though difference were an end in itself. The end to that is the bottom falling out of pluralism and social chaos. And so right now, we don't have people actually arguing about what a good life is. What are the attributes of a good human being? Because to talk about the attributes of a good life or a good human being might offend somebody who's not living that. If we have lost the courage, not just of our convictions, but to have convictions, then we're serious.
That's right. It's really the end of what confounded this country. It's the death of America. Thank you, Norm.
Thank you, Alex.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with a big game changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. Across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas. But I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Chaos is hanging around. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to get into new developments in the third attempted deep state coup against President Trump. And the developments are stunning. I mean, there's no way to hype this up as big as it is and as dangerous as it is. And if you study history, the people living in the really big historical events normally don't realize they're in them until it's almost over or over. And I am a lay historian. I mean, I'm really into history and the way people operate, the things that have happened, because I found out as a very young person who liked comic books and science fiction and was a voracious reader. I mean, I was a Chad, I was a jock, but I also hung out with the heavy metal kids and the goths, and I also, you know, hung out with the black kids, and I also liked to stay up late at night, you know, reading a good history book. And so I was well-rounded, and I just, by the time I was about 11, I didn't read comic books or science fiction anymore. My mom would be like, hey, you want to go to the mall and get some more comic books? She knew I liked to collect them. And I said, no, Mom, I like to go to the bookstore, though. And I bought Mein Kampf when I was about 11, and the woman thought I was a Nazi at the counter. She got really upset. I had blonde hair, blue eyes, and she said, are you a Nazi? And I said, are you a Nazi selling this book? She thought that was real witty. But it was a big orange version of Mein Kampf with Hitler on the front. And I thought, no, this guy is supposedly the most evil man in history. I want to read what he wrote. Read Nietzsche, you know, read Plato. And I didn't get all of it till later, but I'm not bragging about that. I just get around most of these PhD historians or these leftist professor types, and they act like they're academic to impress people. But they really don't have even a wide range of knowledge, and not even really a specific deep knowledge generally of what they're even involved in. They're very lazy. And if you watch a CFR meeting, they'll go on for 3 hours on C-SPAN. I in the past, I would watch them when I had time. And it is the most arrogant, foppish, empty, sycophantic, pretend world where these men predominantly all sit around in their suits and kiss each other's butts and talk about how smart they are, and then all scratch each other's back and give each other government contracts. And we've all been around groups of men like that, haven't we? Where people sit around a table and talk about how great they are. And I just really don't like those people. What about you? And then you find out that a good percentage of them are pedophiles. Some of them like to have sex with little girls. Some of them like to have sex with little boys. And then you find out, oh, you're not a man of culture, you see, because you don't want to have sex with little boys and little girls. Then you find out they're even into more degenerate stuff. Because that's kind of like the entry drug, the gateway. The real heavy hitters start wars, kill millions of people, put cancer viruses in vaccines, ship out factor 8 to 1,500,000 people full of HIV and hepatitis and kill them. That's Bayer. You know, the Clintons for decades shipping out blood. They knew had HIV in every pint. I mean, really, they're just big galactic-size a-holes who do evil stuff and believe it makes them more powerful. And I use this analogy because it's the only way people ever get it. Everybody's probably seen Episode 4. I guess that's Star Wars. Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, where Darth Vader's just killed the head of the Jedi or helped Palpatine do it. And Palpatine tells him, "You must go to the Jedi Temple. Kill all the younglings. Only then will you be more powerful on the dark side to defeat Obi-Wan Kenobi." And that's really Satanism right there. Because that is exactly what they do. If you're not strong enough to kill your Labrador Retriever and slit its throat, then you're not strong enough to kill kids, you're not strong. And that's why militaries throughout the world, not just the Nazis, others do it. You take care of a dog for a year or so, and then you kill it. You strangle it. Now, that's Satanism, ladies and gentlemen. And it's a test to see if you'll go to the dark side. That's wrong. And they're not really looking for that because it's strength. They're looking for that because they can corrupt you. You know, if I really need to kill my dog to save my kids, I'll do it just like that. I don't need to kill it to prove I can do it. For some evil son of a, you know what? So they can see if they can get me to do bad things. I can do whatever I have to take down evil people. And I'll do it. But it doesn't mean that I then get in to things like that to prove I can do it. And these people get a thrill out of it. And they enjoy it. And they're building a grid of total control to make us comply. You think social media and the social score is only going to make you attack Alex Jones to get promoted. Or be vapid and be empty. So you get 37 million followers on Instagram, but none of it matters. It's all empty. They want you pliable for the world they're building, and the world they're building is very ugly. And once you bow in one way, you're going to bow a thousand ways until you don't know who you are. When we come back, there's a story on DrudgeReport.com that everybody should go read at DrudgeReport.com. China unveils super surveillance camera that can link to its social credit system. And this ties into what's being built here, what Amazon just rolled out 2 days ago, and the admissions that, oh, by the way, they're not just doing wireless communication with data packages. They're sub-audible and also with dog whistle above what humans can hear, communicating with each other and devices without asking you. And there are hidden microphones in everything. So even when you default turn them off, they've got microphones now that are smaller than a thin piece of hair. I always thought my hair was thin. Blondes have thin hair. Now that I got a lot of gray hair, it's even thinner. It's thinner than a gray hair. And it can give you good audio. And that's 2019. It's exponentially getting better. Soon, there's going to be microphones. In fact, the word is they already have them that are so small the naked eye can't see them and are smaller than a grain of sand. See how that works? We're going to go to break, come back, and break it all down. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to really support the InfoWar and give the globalists a strong kick in the ass and keep this fight going, please go to InfoWarsStore.com. Plus, you really need these products. David Knight has been having trouble sleeping. And I told him, hey, take a week off. He had a heart attack. I had a serious heart attack earlier this year, but tried to come back in like a week. I made him come back in 2 months. I said, man, take Knockout and take fish oil. And he said, I've taken knockout. Then it's hard to get back up. I said, you got to do it. And I said, take the krill oil and some fish oil together. Take three of them when you go to bed. He did that last weekend and this week. He came to me yesterday looking 10 years younger. I'm not kidding. He said, it's incredible. I never did the fish oil with the knockout. And now I'm just going to bed earlier, and I do have trouble getting up, but yeah, I feel so good. And I said, man, I know. And by the way, nobody ever told me to do the fish oil to sleep, except my ex-wife. She always would like to eat fish at night. She said, oh, I sleep so much better, have great dreams. It's true. The oils are psychoactive. And this doesn't have any of the mercury the fish can have. It's all been, these are high-end ones. It's all been removed. And it's cost a lot more for us to produce these, but we've got the ultimate fish oil, the ultimate krill oil, and we've got honor roll for kids. They can take the adult one, too. Just trust me. Just take three of them with knockout. And it's amazing. That's all 50% off right now. InfoWarsStore.com. We got a combo pack with no reviews, but the individual products have five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment, the paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
I could escape this feeling. It's my chance, girl. I feel a wreck without my...
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Alex Jones, your host. We are here live Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then, of course, there is the War Room, 3 to 6 p.m. And then from 7 to 9, there is the War Room with Will Johnson and Tom Pappard. And that's really a great show because Will Johnson gets out in front. He walks around with his mic. He has a lot of guests on. Pappard really knows the issues and does a lot of research along with Johnson. It's really great. We're going to have an hour show that's going to be a boil-down countdown show that's going to be mainly for TV. Radio stations are great to get it if they want. It's going to be launching soon, 6 to 7 in between there. We're going to have some more things by the end of the year. As promised, we've been trying to expand into 2020 to really give the globalists a run for their money. And I should also say this again. We were number one in news on Roku when we got banned. They used the Sandy Hook families to say that I was currently coming after them and coming to their homes, which I never did. And they used Democrats to say that I was threatening to kill the children. The owner of Roku wasn't going to take me off until he heard that, and they did. And there's obviously going to have to be some legal action over that. There's no end to these people. Expanding on that, that's the same thing that's being done to Trump. I mean, none of this is true. None of this is real. And it's just extremely dangerous what's happening. We're going to be breaking it all down next segment, the latest developments. But before I get to the control grid, before I break down this whole panopticon that's going into place and how we can hopefully stop it, I want to go back to a film I made that was released a long, long time ago. This film is now almost 13 years old. It's In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The film is 2.5 hours long. The extras are an hour long. The DVD is still available at InfoWarsStore.com to have it in your library. A lot of you do, but it's free on YouTube. One of the things they haven't taken down I did was In-Game. And when it was on Google Video, I was very proud of it. It had over 50 million views, but they got rid of Google Video the next year, so it only has like 6 million views on YouTube. But still proud of In-Game. Because it really reads like a futurist report that then came true. So here's a little bit from In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government. Once free nations are slaves to the will of a tiny elite, the dawn of a new dark age is upon mankind. Countries are a thing of the past. Every form of independence is under attack, with the family and even the individual itself nearing extinction. Close to 80% of the Earth's population has been eliminated. The remnants of a once free humanity are forced to live within highly controlled, compact, prison-like cities. Travel is highly restricted. Superhighways connect the megacities and keep the population from entering into unauthorized zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks whose power can never be challenged. This is the vision of the global elite, their goal. A program of total dehumanization, where the science of tyranny is law. A worldwide control grid, designed to ensure the overlord's monopoly of power forever. Our species will be condemned to this nightmare future unless the masses are awakened to the New World Order master plan and mobilized to defeat it. Erected by a secretive group, the Georgia Guidestones are a testament to the elite's plan for a world religion, global laws, with a global court and army to enforce it. And set in stone, it is written that the population never rise above 500 million. Zones. No human activity is private. AI supercomputers chronicle and categorize every action. A prison planet dominated by a ruthless gang of control freaks.
And again, that's just a few clips sandwiched together haphazardly from the film that get into what's currently happening, because this has been an admitted program. This story is up on drudgereport.com, and I suggest that people get it there on the right-hand side. China unveils super surveillance camera that can link to its social credit system. A new camera with a resolution five times more detailed than the human eye, able to monitor thousands of people in real time and identify individual faces, has been unveiled by Chinese scientists, prompting renewed fears about mass surveillance. Renewed fears, it's here. ABC News in Australia reports that the new 500-megapixel cloud camera AI system dubbed Super Camera was revealed at China's International Industry Fair last week, and that it feeds in the optics to their system. And they admit, if already tens of millions of people are denied flights, they're denied able to buy cars or food or groceries because they violated something the party said. And then once you submit to that level, they begin tightening the noose. And then once you submit to that, they're already proposing at the UN under the Global Social Score, get sterilized. Well, you'll get decades of free credits. That's how you'll get your free income, your universal income. Or you've had all your vaccines, or, oh, you made your son transgender. That's the highest bonus, is chopping your son's genitals and testicles off. That's a big bonus when you do. I'm not kidding. That's the sacrament. That's the plan. End humanity as we know it. And here's other articles. Amazon unveils new method to auto-delete Alexa recordings. First they denied they were recording you. First they denied that people were listening. All these devices are designed to do this. And now, it's got a system where you can go in and tell it to auto-delete. Funny, Google Nest says that too. Turned out there's a hidden microphone and it's never off, and it's communicating not just with other Google devices, but with everything. Because industry built, this is the smart revolution. You can't even find non-smart stuff, non-spy stuff, non-anti-technocracy stuff. Be a big business in the future for analog and systems that don't spy on you. And all this modern junk doesn't work. It's always breaking. It's screwed up. You've always got to buy an update. It's all planned with obsolescence so that it breaks on purpose. Planned obsolescence. All a scam. All a screw job. You know, they got light bulbs that cost maybe 10 cents, 20 cents more that last 5 years instead of 6 months. Well, it's beyond planned obsolescence. It's planned breakdown of society. It's planned annihilation. It's planned hell. And Amazon smart glasses spark privacy nightmare as people fear an Orwellian world is on the horizon. On the horizon? No. They're announcing it to you now. They rolled out more than a dozen new devices that spy on you all the time and are built into everything you do. And pretty soon there won't be any devices that don't have it already built in. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
September is almost over, and right now we're offering store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and 50% off for a limited time. As a lot of you know, I don't play by the establishment's rules. In fact, I like to hijack things they've created and turn it towards the use of the people and the information war. And we're doing that right now with the Big Game Changer. We're going to bring you real Black Friday prices months early, in late September and early October. It's going to run as long as supplies last. across the board, at least 50% off, store-wide, free shipping, double Patriot points, and more. We've not done this, ladies and gentlemen, since last Christmas, but I want you to take advantage of this. We need funds to run our operations, so it is a win-win. We're going into 2020. InfoWars needs the funds. Plus, these are great products. Go take advantage of them right now at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, we've got very successful national constitutional lawyer, criminal lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, Robert Barnes, who's InfoWars chief counsel, who filed suit on Mother Jones's operative on the Young Turds and on one other individual this week. And he's here with us working and co-hosting with me. We're going to get at the start of the next hour into the huge impeachment developments and the fact that the Democrats say they do intend to impeach Trump. Begin the impeachment, bring forward the articles for a vote by Thanksgiving. That's the current statements. We're going to look at Trump saying Schiff's got to step down, putting out that hoax announcement that he didn't say till later was a hoax transcript of President Trump talking to the Ukrainian in the quid pro quo. And then other fake dossiers, other fake transcripts were put out by the Morning Psycho Joe. We'll talk about that next hour, and we will open the phones up specifically on this constitutional crisis and the fact that I think they're very serious and are moving forward with it. People are saying, well, it's backfiring and it's making Trump more popular. They know he's popular in real polls. They know he's going to win. This is desperation. This is a Hail Mary, just like Elazi Ford and the Kavanaugh garbage. It doesn't mean they'll be successful, but they are rabid. We'll talk about it next hour and take your phones with Robert Barnes because he's dead on this. But I wanted to talk about some things we talked about at dinner the other night when you and I and my wife and some friends were out at that great little Italian place. I guess it was Wednesday night. You were talking about living in L.A. a while, and you knew some of the same people I knew. You've been to some of the same houses. We won't say any names. And just the spirit of it and what it's like. And then if you use that as a microcosm or a cross-section of what's happening with these globalists that are in love with Hollywood, and Hollywood's really an expression of their worldview, then you understand where they're coming from and why they want such poverty and degradation, why they want to be on a castle hill with needles and feces all around them below and everyone else living in squalor. It's really a spiritual issue. And you, in like a 10-minute rant, you know, the great part about dinner with you is you talked me under the table, which is great, but you really laid out the spirit of the only place I get really depressed is L.A. I feel my soul being sucked. A little bit of that around certain people and groups in D.C. You feel it, but it's really the feeling of having your soul sucked. And then there's people that enjoy that. And until we come to grips with this true evil, we won't know why they have a hunger to corrupt children. We'll never know why they create a climate where we have record suicide and why they push all these psychotropics on people and why the psychological system is run by such wicked folks. So, Robert Barnes, you're an old school hand of the world. You're not just a great lawyer. You're a smart cookie, as they say. Looking at L.A. and not just L.A. in general, but Hollywood Hills as an epicenter, is there anywhere else you feel that dark force? And you really laid it out the other night.
Well, sort of L.A. as a whole is a great description of New York City was that it's a bunch of little neighborhoods connected to one another. Well, L.A. is a bunch of neighborhoods disconnected from one another. And some of those neighborhoods are black holes of darkness and malevolence and maliciousness and power-driven behavior. And really what unites Washington, D.C. culture and Hollywood culture is an obsession with power. So, for example, the reason why pedophilia tends to be predominant in occupations and industries where people have power over children is because pedophiles seek that out. There's nothing inherent in being a clown or a priest or anything else or a school teacher or PE teacher that makes somebody bad. What it is people that are bad seek out those positions of power over children where they have physical access to them. They're power-driven, corrupted cultures. Cultures so driven by, like the love of money is evil, as it is read in the Bible, because it's a power-driven motive.
It's not money that's evil.
Exactly.
Or resources. It's when you worship it. Yep. And you'll do anything to have it.
And the only reason you love it or worship it is for the status, the prestige, and the power it provides. Money is just a means of power. That's all it is. So what the Bible was really saying was that love of power is the root of all evil. And that's why places and cultures and communities that love evil, that love power, are the root of evil. That's where you find disproportionate degrees of pedophilia, child pornography, child abuse, and corrupted cultures. Me Too is more dominant in the media culture of New York, the political culture of D.C., and the entertainment culture of Hollywood.
And why are they now externalizing the hierarchy? I mean, they're really coming out now and saying, yeah, we're pedophiles, we're going to have sex with your kids. Yeah, we're devil worshippers. Yeah, we're poisoning you. Yeah, we're going to kill you with 5G.
Well, you have this. I mean, to a certain degree, there's a part of them that feels ashamed of their behavior, and then there's a part of them that wants their behavior welcomed. It's like those people that were doing sort of a sex dance in front of a bunch of kids this weekend. So that became a popular or shameful video. You have people who, at some level, want their culture to be accepted and embraced, and their perversions and distortions of morality to be embraced.
And subconsciously, though, there's still some human programming in them.
Yeah.
Part of their body wants to kill them and wants them to be caught.
Exactly, and feels ashamed by it. Feel like serial killers. Almost every serial killer, some portion of them wants to be caught. They that's why they rat themselves out to the police. That's why they rat themselves out to other people.
Well, they send letters.
Exactly, send letters to the press and notices and the rest. Part of it's a power game, but part of it's a need for punishment because there is some component of their human psyche that has it. But Hollywood's just rampant. I mean, Hollywood's a power-driven culture. That's why they seek out children for the because children are is the ultimate form of abuse of power. And so that like the whole I quit representing.
It's the ultimate selfishness.
Absolutely. I you know quit representing anyone who had a house. If a client had a house in the Hollywood Hills, they were no longer a client. Because every client I had that had a house in Hollywood Hills was a client I didn't want moving forward.
And without thinking about clients, tell people like part of their sacrament is a Joker demon clown painting.
I was invited to a wide range of parties up in L.A., including in Hollywood Hills, and no Hollywood Hill party was normal. I mean, I went to two of them, and that was it. You walk in, and there's usually that sort of from the movie Black Dahlia, you have some crazy clown poster that's right as you go in. Like it has this dark, comedic, just vicious sort of undercurrent, like the movie It.
That's their logo is a child molesting clown.
Exactly. It's just commonplace. It's shockingly commonplace. You find it in places you would never expect to find it. And so the whole culture of it is just a disturbing culture, an unsettling culture. And what is the root of it is a power-driven culture. People who seek power at all cost, seek power at all expense.
I've never sought power until I realized I've got to get it to protect myself and others. And then it makes me nervous when I have power and I want to do a better job, and it actually makes me feel humble. But then you run into these people, they're just crazed and they love it, and it's like they always are. They're happy on the surface, but they're really unhappy and they're always seeking more power.
No doubt about it. And what you find is that the people who should most seek power are the people who don't. The people who should most not seek power are those who do. And it's this power-driven culture is what leads to this abuse of individuals, abuse of rights, abuse of liberties, and endangers everybody. Like, you look at the gun control debate. That debate isn't about whether or not guns should exist. That debate is about who should have the power of access to guns. Should you be able to have the power of it as an individual for your self-defense, or should only the state have it? Should the state have a monopoly?
And Beto's like, oh, you're so good, citizens are turning them in. Like, we're the bad people. Only the state should have it. Well, then Mexico, again, has a crime rate almost 10 times ours. One of the worst in the world, where only the state has guns.
Well, deep irony today is that he was up at Kent State. Beto was up at Kent State saying, hey, oh, it's so terrible that some people brought some guns here. They were private citizens when the terrible event happened at Kent State.
And it was the army.
It wasn't private citizens shooting down protests.
The National Guard.
Exactly. So
which is the whole reason, if the government ever got out of control, we have the guns is exactly for that. Read the Declaration of Independence, Dumbo.
Precisely. That's what it's all about. It's about self-defense. Self-defense.
It's about a balance of power.
Exactly. Because the constitutional founders recognized, and the people who put the Bill of Rights into power, which was the ordinary American people who required it as a precondition of the Constitution going into force in the first place, and the first Congress had to pass the Bill of Rights as to honor that commitment, was because the balance of power, because they recognized that the people who needed power, who would best respect power, who would best safeguard
power. It's about decentralizing power.
Exactly. Exactly.
When we come back, let's play Trump, a clip I never got to, at the UN saying that.
Exactly.
And talk more about this, because Democrats like Swalwell and Beto keep saying, oh, yeah, citizens, you'll never fight the government. We'll defeat you guys. Oh, yeah, like the Vietnamese rice farmers. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss. Because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. Their real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at gcnlive.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central, it's the Alex Jones Show. But don't forget, David Knight knocks it out of the park. Weekday mornings, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m., the David Knight Show. And then, of course, Owen Schroyer in the War Room. And then Will Johnson, Tom Pappert, kicking butt for 2 hours, 7 to 9, firepower. And it's a fast-moving show with a lot of clips, a lot of guests, a lot of analysis, and I like what they're doing. I really enjoy watching Firepower every night. Band.video. We're on the satellite. We're on radio. We're on TV. We're number one on cloud TV. All news combined. We're bigger than all of it. Just people are really hungry for the truth. Remember, you can tell your local radio or TV station that there's not already one in the area to pick up the show. Infowars.com/show. There's a link right there to affiliates to send us emails if you want the information. We're putting out hundreds of reports a day. Paul Joseph Watson's on there. All our other great reporters, Caitlin Bennett, Millie Weaver, Harrison Smith, John Bound, Paul Watson, band.video. And you can find all the live feeds there. You can find them archived. We're adding a meme world link with all the hot memes. We're adding a hot video link, so there's just fun short videos to spread. It's an arsenal of freedom. It's band.video. And your word of mouth is king. Via email, via Facebook, via Twitter. In fact, you don't get blackballed on Twitter and Facebook, we've learned, yet with band.video. It hasn't been put on the blacklist yet. Neither is really newswars.com. You can share that a lot easier. If you do share Infowars.com, they'll crack down on you. But if you just say, hey, Band.video has some really amazing information on it, really pro-America information, the system that doesn't want you to know. Or just say, whatever you do, dirty Americans, whatever you do, dirty Americans, do not go to Band.video. And then finally, we're running Black Friday comes early, 2 months early. Biggest sales of the year so far. We haven't done sales this big since Christmas. 50% off on all the supplements, 50% off on all storable foods and preparedness items, high-quality water filters, air filters that are already great prices normally. 50% off. You can't beat these deals. You have to go to the manufacturers and get special allotments to do this. And then on top of it, we also have all the supplements 50% off. That's Brain Force Plus. That's Turbo Force. 10-hour clean energy focus. That's Super Male Vitality. That's Ultimate Female Force. That's Ultimate Bone Broth Formula, the strongest, best bone broth with bee pollen, chaga mushroom, and the other just amazing things like turmeric in it. At $19.95, 50% off. I mean, it just blows away leading competitors that are $60 retail. They discount at $40. We're normally $40. $19.95, I'm making like $5 on this. We're selling out of all of it so we can reorder, have the money to have it in next year. You got to order it 5 months out. So, again, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. The mailing address is also at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to thank you all for your support, because without you, we will not be here. So thank you again. Be sure and stock up. Buy it as gifts to give others. Give friends, family, neighbors, you know, fluoride-free toothpaste fortified with colloidal silver iodine. And a lot of people that get given the gifts of our coffee or toothpaste, it's so good that they become listeners and become buyers from the site. So being ambassadors for the products, hey, this is funding Americana. This is funding the resistance. This is funding a truth-based network that is really running defense for Trump and others with our offensive operations. The globalists say they want to shut down number one. They've said it public. Why? Because we destroy them. So thank you all again for your support. But whatever you do, your word of mouth is central, is paramount. So tell folks that we're still alive, on air, and in many cases, more powerful than ever, thanks to you. Infowars.com/show and Band.video. Okay, Barnes, we're going to get into this impeachment and this active coup, and the Pelosi says they're taking them out no matter what. But I'm glad you got into the Second Amendment. I want to play this Trump clip in a moment from the UN. It seems like, and the listeners have been saying this, and I agree with them, they really got hysterical by that speech. It was like, Pelosi knew she didn't have the votes before, but now she goes, it doesn't matter if this isn't true. It doesn't matter if he didn't do anything wrong. Now they're saying it's obstruction. Now they're saying it's witness intimidation, because Trump's saying, my God, I'm spied on all the time, and the people make up I've done something wrong. This is insane. I mean, yeah, what about the president? Foreign leaders are saying, we're scared to talk to him now. It'll all be released. It's not like anything's wrong, but doesn't the president deserve privacy? I mean, Congress isn't being listened to, and they're not giving out Pelosi's phone calls to the world.
Well, I mean, contrast it with what's happening to Julian Assange, who's being criminally prosecuted in part simply because he disclosed cables between lower-level officials. So how is it that that is a crime to disclose for a member of someone who's doing free press activities to disclose lower level cables between diplomats, but somehow disclosing the president's own conversation with the president of another country concerning corruption, both within their country, within their...
And then misrepresenting what's in it.
Absolutely. They're fabricating it, force feeding that to the public view. In other words, how is that somehow, like they're describing this person as a whistleblower. Well, this person is not a whistleblower as a matter of law. The law is that in order to be a whistleblower under the particular statutes applicable in this context, you have to have firsthand information. The inspector general is a political hack of the intelligence community who should have rejected this so-called whistleblower complaint right away and said it was not legally a whistleblower complaint. It was a policy disagreement by a political hack who was trying to undermine the president of the United States and lying and disguising his criminal leaking as being somehow a whistleblower activity when by law it is not whistleblower.
And we're going to hit all that next hour and take calls, but it's just... I'm trying to wait till next hour, but it's just, how do you not get into it? It's just so crazy. And then the fake transcript that he read into the record, the Schiff, and then the fact that other news put out the fake transcript and then didn't even correct it later. It just shows that if you keep asking, where's the bottom? There is no bottom. So we've got to extrapolate and project, where is this going to go with Tinkerbell, Schiff, and Crazy Joe Scarborough and the rest of it. But speaking of the Second Amendment, as you were pointing out, it's not about protecting people from guns. They know that places where they take the guns are more dangerous. It's about demonizing the general public ahead of a collapse that they believe they're going to use to, in an authoritarian way, cut off resources and make us all capitulate to their leftist dream. Everybody that's looked at this agrees, you're smart. It's going to cause a super right-wing fascist takeover, and then these leftists will wish for the days of Donald Trump. I don't want to go down that road either, but they are summoning hell itself.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, every 538, a very liberal data group, put some people on studying gun control. And what they found was that gun control doesn't work. And even though they continued to be leftists, came out and said the data does not support any gun control effort or endeavor. It makes the country less safe, not more, the more you take gun self-defense rights away from ordinary people. The same conclusion was reached by an editor of NPR who ended up writing a book about it, who said, you know what, everything I believed about gun control was a lie that my own liberal press had told me.
If you really care about people, then you arm the schools. You don't advertise their victim disarmament zones where loons go get attention. It's like, hey, you have an option. Kill yourself, have suicide by cop, or go to a school. It's like option A, B, or C, like the option of, hey, kids, you confused. You're autistic. Chop your balls off. Kids weren't chopping their balls off till you made it an option.
And what's happening is you're seeing, for example, we have historic and contemporary examples of utilizing this mechanism of self-defense by allowing teachers the ability to self-defense in Israel, by allowing pilots the means of securing their cockpits so they don't have hostage taking.
You can trust them with the plane, but you can't trust them with the 357?
Yeah, exactly, which is insane. So we know the mechanisms by which self-defense occurs. So none of this has anything to do with self-defense. It's about taking away the power of self-defense and monopolizing.
And just like
power.
You have the lowest crime rate of any group, regardless of race, color, creed, with concealed carries, because you go take a class. You know it's a responsibility, and it's an office you're holding,
yes.
And people automatically put that hat on and become even better people.
Absolutely. They become more observant, they become more careful, they become more cautious. The best gun users in the world are lawful gun owners. The most dangerous are illegal gun owners and the state. The state has a law, unfortunately, every government over time has a longer history of mass murder than any private citizen has ever been able to achieve.
Like Trump said at the UN, 100 million people killed by commies.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's why Trump's speech was so extraordinary. And, of course, it triggered fear. The fact that he would do it on the floor of the United Nations right after he was committing to the president of Ukraine to meaningfully investigate deep state corruption, both in the United States and in Ukraine, was going to terrify the establishment press.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we're going to play Trump, one of the few clips I didn't get to. You know what makes me mad is that it really makes me upset. We should be celebrating that speech. And instead, all we're hearing is this impeachment. I'm going to tell people again. They mean business. Okay, yeah, it hurt them in the polls. It doesn't matter. Why do they care if he's 7 points ahead of the Democrats before they impeach, and then after they try to impeach, he goes up 10, 15 points? They don't care. They know he's going to win. They have nothing to lose.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, they see it as all gain. And those, if they can shut down the Ukrainian investigation, they win. If they can shut down the U.S. investigation into Ukrainian collusion and corruption by Biden and the deep state, they win.
I think Giuliani and Trump ought to call a national press conference and ought to just come out or a fireside chat and just dump everything, go on total offense. And again, we need the Justice Department to start indicting these people now. That will stop them. The only course is offense, total attack.
No doubt about it. And because if they do anything different, then the president is in serious trouble and America is in serious trouble.
Absolutely, folks. We're not taking it lying down anymore. And I know you're not taking it lying down anymore as well. Hour number three straight ahead. I'll give the phone number out. We'll go to your calls quickly. I'm getting better about it. We really appreciate you. We'll be back. Please spread the word about the live broadcast. We're fighting for everybody.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.